Amazing decorative bottle and delicious tiramisu for dessert. Can it get any sweeter than this? Going on now through February 17th, the Valentine's special. Take affection to the next level at Houlihan's at the I Hotel, just south of the State Farm Center.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
We assert executive privilege.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a big question, as Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker is about to face a lot of questions at the House Judiciary Committee. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Whitaker will appear before the House Judiciary Committee willingly, but it's unclear how many questions he'll answer. It's possible that Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler could slap Whitaker with a subpoena during the proceedings if he tries to invoke executive privilege. Lawmakers suspected to ask why he did not recuse himself from the Russia probe and whether he consulted the White House about that decision. Whitaker expected to leave his post as acting attorney general once William Barr is confirmed as attorney general. Dave.
Well, Rachel, President Trump has tweeted three times about the Republican chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, saying their investigation has yet to find collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Lawmakers from both parties are paying tribute to John Dingell, who died of cancer at 92. The Democrats spent a record 59 years in Congress.
We are not important. The job is important.
Dingell called the Civil Rights Act vote his most important. No comment yet from the National Enquirer after Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO and the richest man in the world, claim the Enquirer's parent company is trying to blackmail and extort him.
By threatening to publish intimate photos of him and his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, if he doesn't end an investigation into the company and its alleged political ties. Last month, the National Enquirer released racy texts between Bezos and Sanchez. Since then, the CEO has hired private investigators to find out how they got them. That's when Bezos said the media company told him to back off or have his personal photos published.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, yet another recall today of a Takata airbags that could explode. Blamed for 23 deaths. Another 1.7 million more vehicles. BMWs, Ferraris, Mercedes, Subarus, Teslas, Volkswagens and Daimler vans. This is Fox News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
President Trump said earlier this week, we may find out next week, that ISIS has lost 100% of the caliphate the Islamic State fighters declared theirs in Iraq and Syria. And he says he looks forward to welcoming U.S. troops home soon, a pullout some of his fellow Republicans in Congress oppose.
U.S. officials tell the Wall Street Journal all of the about 2,000 American troops will be withdrawn from Syria by the end of April. But the top U.S. commander in the Middle East, General Joe Votel, warned lawmakers on Capitol Hill earlier this week that ISIS is still a threat in Syria. Here he is with Senator Jeanne Shaheen of the Armed Services Committee.
So you do agree with the Inspector General that ISIS is a scourge that's latent in both Syria and Iraq, and it has the potential to resurge if not addressed.
I do agree.
In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Drama at the border in Nogales, Arizona. The mayor says a man trying to drive across to Mexico at a port of entry last night refused to stop and tried to run over a Border Patrol agent who shot the man who later died. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court, has blocked Louisiana's new abortion law to review the requirement that abortion providers have hospital admitting privileges. A baseball Hall of Famer has died. Frank Robinson was a two-time MVP, 14-time All-Star, also the second Robinson to break the color barrier, the first black manager in 1975.
Fans, players, and former teammates among the many remembering baseball Hall of Famer Frank Robinson Thursday, including his fellow Baltimore Oriole, Jim Palmer.
There was just a certain toughness to him, and I think that made everybody
maybe respect what we needed to do.
Palmer with MLB Network. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred remembering Robinson as a trailblazer in every sense in a statement on Thursday. Hank Aaron referring to Robinson as more than a baseball buddy in a post on social media. And his high school classmate, Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Russell, calling Robinson one of the greats.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Robinson died of cancer at age 83. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is raising parking permit rates for faculty and staff in July. It'll go up by 12.5%. Parking meter rates will go up, too, in July of 2023 from $1 an hour to $1.25 an hour. The News Gazette says prices are based on salary, so someone making $50,000 a year will pay an extra $50, from $400 to $450. The extra money will help the parking department pay for construction and maintenance. JCPenney has announced it'll stop selling most major appliances. The company also will stop selling furniture in most stores, but will keep selling furniture online, and mattresses will still be sold in more than 450 stores. USA Today says the company said in a blog post it is finalizing new layout options, including the reduction of store space previously dedicated to appliance and furniture showrooms. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Sure, Corey. With
what the weekend looks like, ESPN 93.5. My name is Stevie J. Diane Ducey, weekend weather.
Good morning. We've got a high 18 expected. Breezy, winds up to 30 miles per hour. 7-hour low tonight. The chance of precipitation at 20%. Sunshine, high near 30 tomorrow, down to around 20 in the evening. More clouds on Sunday, high 32, low 26. Then an 80% chance of snow that could be an inch of accumulation. Right now, we're at 11 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, the whole Green New Deal that was announced yesterday. Don't you just love this country? Is this not the greatest place ever? I mean, George W. Bush is pulled over for DUI back in the day. Mm-hmm. Becomes president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama at Los Angeles International, LAX. 2001, Barack Obama gets his credit card turned down.
Right.
Becomes president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a barista, bartender, a year ago. And she's on the Capitol steps.
That's right.
Leading the way for the Democratic Party of the United States of America.
Wow.
I love America.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on. Where else could this possibly happen? You're thinking I'm this, this, and this, and then in a year you're that. It's a great country. I mean, think about it. You can become anything. You can do anything. It's just amazing. So she's leading the charge here. The only half serious thing I see in it is that all these Democratic left people are embracing it, and so during the debate in the next year. When they say, well, you want to eliminate fossil fuels, no cars, only high speed, no airplanes, get rid of cows because it's flatulence, unwilling, don't have to work and we'll still pay them, Medicare for all, where's all the money coming from is a really good question. I say dream big, try and get better and cleaner, but to have all this done in 11 years, okay. Well, millennials apparently are ditching the doctor. More and more millennials are ditching the doctor, and many don't even have a primary care physician, according to a survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation. Some doctors say this could lead to people overlooking serious health issues, specializing in internal medicine. Dr. Rosemary Bates, how are you, doctor?
So, great question. A little bit of a cold today, but doing well, feeling great here in Dallas, Texas.
Well, good having you on. I'm sorry. I can't imagine why any doctor wouldn't be, like, freaking out about touching things because you're around sick people all the time, man.
Go to work in a hazmat
suit. Crazy, exactly. Okay, so what are the ramifications of millennials not going in? I'm fine.
So, I mean, it's a great question. I mean, I think it's a predictable sort of thing. Millennials, we think about ages 18 to 34, you know, less medical problems, at least potentially, as we're younger. But these are some things I think vaccination. So what's the deal with vaccinations? You know, even especially in Texas, we've got this measles outbreak now. So people have those shots when they're babies, but still, you think about flu and one thing or another. Eye checks. What about blood work? What about blood pressure? What about knowing blood sugar, your cholesterol. I mean, we're still in the States a lot more likely to die from cardiovascular disease, heart attacks and strokes than all cancers. And with this, there's risk factors that are very modifiable. So I do think, you know, especially with the rise of obesity and so forth, is you got to go, you got to have some idea, but maybe not every single year.
Okay, but what is the resistance? Is it money, or they're just tough and healthy?
So we know with the millennials, they have sort of a different bit of a different values where we're going into now. I mean, things that they hold sort of very high. If you think generally of access, you think that, you know, it's important. Convenience is important, and speed of visit, and then cost, connectivity. How we communicate, and then transparency in cost. So I do think, though, that's not really even a bad thing, but I think the great news is what we need to do as a medical profession is we do have to meet people. I mean, we have to meet them where they are to some extent. And certainly now, you know, we can do so many things online, even in my office,
yeah.
We're getting here,
yeah.
With virtual visits and scheduling online and so forth.
Yeah. You do so much with face-to-face now, which is so nice and convenient. All right, I would definitely, definitely vote for the Greater London area. Where are you from?
A town called Northampton, which is not very glamorous, about 80 miles north of London. But being in Texas for 32 years, so you can hear that little bit of a twang.
Yeah,
there,
a little bit of a British twang, which is odd. And I've been to London many times in Southampton, but not Northampton. So anyway, I guess I heard that region in your voice. Anyway, I hope you feel better. Dayquil is what I lean on for this day, but you're sounding okay, and you hang in there, and thank you for the insight.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. As well. Dr. Rosemary Bates, 32 years, man, I would have said not that long ago, because she's still carrying that British proper.
Yeah, well, your vocal impression is between 8 and 12, according to my...
Just kind of holds it, huh?
...voice class and Eastern and our teacher, and I use that class every day.
8 to 12 years old is kind of when you keep it, whatever it is?
That's when you're most impressionable and start to develop your accent.
Gotcha. 8:14.
Hey, guys. Valentine's Day is next week, and this year you can love big and save big with Shari's Berries. Yeah, you get the best of both worlds. A great gift for your sweetheart and a sweetheart deal for you. For just $19.99 plus shipping, watch the love light up in her eyes when you send delicious dipped Valentine's strawberries from Shari's Berries. Delicious berries dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness, then covered in decadent toppings. Only from Shari's Berries. All for just $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can add a dozen red roses to those amazing dipped berries for another $19.99, shipped together at no extra charge. That's Shari's Berries for only $19.99 plus shipping and a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter code 4646. That's berries.com, click on the mic, enter code 4646, berries.com, code 4646.
How'd you like to go on a trip to Mexico City? But don't worry, you don't need to pack your bags or head to the airport. You just need to take the short drive to Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. Don't miss their Mexico City dinner, February 28th at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy real Mexico City cuisine, ceviche and a grilled pineapple, dos tacos, sopes del pastor, tres leche and flan. Escape to Mexico City without having to leave Champaign-Urbana. It's the Mexico City dinner at Big Grove Tavern, February 28th. Buy tickets at biggrovetavern.com.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
All right, check your sports headlines now. We've got the Ringo tickets to give away in just minutes.
Yes. And Illinois Rutgers tickets were given away on our show here at ESPN 93.5. That game tomorrow at 3. Last night in Big Ten action, number 20, Iowa over Indiana, 77-72. Ohio State over Penn State, 74-70. Purdue beat our Illini women's basketball team, 72-50 yesterday. We're 1-11 in the Big Ten, 9-14 overall. Allie Andrews with her first career double-double to lead our Illini, 15 points, 11 rebounds. We're in action Sunday at 2. Get there a little ahead of time for a celebration of National Girls and Women in Sports Day with the autographs from various teams who are ladies on our Illini. And speaking of that, our softball team in action in Houston. We've got Oklahoma State at 10:30 and Kentucky later in the day. Bulls were at Brooklyn, Pacers over the Clippers yesterday. Blackhawks win over Vancouver. St. Louis Blues over Tampa Bay. PGA action in Pebble Beach has Scott Langley, our former Illini, on top of the leaderboard. Also trending, Frank Robinson dying at the age of 83. An MVP in both leagues for the Reds and Orioles. In 75, he was the first black manager for the Cleveland Indians, had 586 homers. I was also taking notes, Stevie, of our Super Bowl viewing. We hadn't talked about that. Looks like it's going to pan out to be about $100 million.
Yeah, down about what?
Well, last year was 102.
I think it's the lowest in 10 years.
That's right. In 2016, 112 million watching.
Yeah, yeah.
But they said the downloads and the apps and things like that were up by 2.6 million.
Hard to calculate all the viewers with all the different means in which you could watch. No question. All right, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, no better than Dick Van Dyke Appliance. Well, JCPenney just announced they're not doing appliances anymore.
I saw that.
So it's just because you got guys like Dick Van Dyke. I mean, that's all they do. They've been doing it for over 40 years now. Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on high-quality products like Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. And they're talking low prices with the best selection, and they really treat you well. Plus, you can receive the famous Dick Van Dyke Appliance World free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you'll want to visit when remodeling your some rooms in your home. There's nothing like quality, incredible customer service, and, of course, affordable pricing. If you are interested in a new appliance, I invite you to visit today, just south of I-74 on Neal Street in Champaign, or you can go online to appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. It is fun to go into Dick Van Dyke Appliance World because they've got so many, and some of the new stuff, it just does stuff you just can't believe. It's like, whoa, really? Cool. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com.
Lots of sunshine this morning for February 8th. We've got a wind chill of 7 below and the temperature's at 11. Today's high 18, down to 7. Sunshine and a high near 30 tomorrow, down to around 20 at night. Up to around the freezing point with some snow in the forecast Sunday. We could see up to an inch. Again, we're at 11 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, stand by. If you want to text in Ringo, R-I-N-G-O, my final pair of tickets before they go on sale in an hour and 10 minutes. Hour and 40 minutes. R-I-N-G-O, 359-2255. What do you think?
That show is August 20th. Yep. Let's go to number 20.
All right. Easy peasy.
Okay.
Number 20, 359-2255. Text in Ringo to win my final pair of Ringo Star tickets. 820. Good luck.
From the Fox Business Network, drugstore chain Walgreens Boots Alliance is accused of violating restrictions on selling cigars and menthol cigarettes to minors. The FDA says the company is the top violator among pharmacies that sell tobacco products. The government says it has issued more than 1,500 warning letters and 240 penalties against Walgreens stores nationwide for the sales. A Walgreens spokesman says it is training store team members on policy and is strengthening discipline. Actions. Walmart has launched a new home brand called Modern, modern without the E. Its products will be available on its Home Goods page and will be in retro glam, refined industrial, and Scandinavian minimal styles. It will sell sofas starting at $700. Walmart says visits to its home site have increased 35% over the past year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hit it now. Let's go. Ringo Starr coming to State Farm August 20. You gotta go.
You come on like a dream. Peaches and cream. Lips like strawberry wine. You're 16.
Never had a Beatle here. Ever.
And you're mine.
Tickets go on sale in an hour and 34 minutes. Kidding me. Bill Taylor, Muhammad, Illinois. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Stevie, I am doing great. And how about you?
I'm great. Bill Taylor, we work together, and he's an awesome guy. He's, aren't you like a drummer or something, too?
I am a drummer. And, you know, when the Beatles first came on back in the early 60s, Ringo was my favorite one. So I'm going to be looking forward to seeing him play.
Well, that's pretty special. Are you still riding your motorcycle?
You know what, Stevie? I sold my motorcycle because my wife doesn't ride on a motorcycle. And since she retired, then I sold the bike and got a Corvette. And then she didn't even like the Corvette because her hair was falling. So I said, okay, I'm going to sell that. And I got myself a Rolex wristwatch.
A Rolex wristwatch. Man, right. you're like CC Rider, baby. You're a free spirit, baby. You're the man. Hey, listen, I hope you enjoy these Ringo Starr tickets, my friend. I'm glad you're going, and it's great to hear your voice.
Hey, that's a good thing. I enjoy listening to you guys.
Well, so. We appreciate you, buddy boy. Hope to see you soon.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, take care, Bill.
Bill Taylor and Muhammad wins my final pair of Ringo Starr tickets. It'll be fun. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. this morning. State Farm box office. It'll be great.
With the all-star band, too. And again, members from Santana and Greg Raleigh and Colin Hay, Men at Work, Steve Lukather from Toto. I mean, they know those sets are going to be outstanding,
too. All those hits will be in there. It's like a hits if you're somebody that liked the music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
That's right.
Recognize the music.
You'll love it.
Yep.
August 20th is the show at the State Farm Center.
All right. Be right back. Evan Brown's going to chime in. Fox News down in Miami. Always a pleasure to talk to Evan. He's following the Virginia government issues with the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. More on that coming up, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. After that subpoena standoff, the acting attorney general now on Capitol Hill.
Watch for committee members to ask Matthew Whitaker about his communications with the White House and his refusal to recuse himself from the Russia probe. His appearance comes after a tense back and forth, with Whitaker threatening not to show up if he were subpoenaed. House Democrats had threatened to compel his testimony, and Whitaker, who had previously agreed to testify, warned he wouldn't show up unless lawmakers dropped the ultimatum he described as political theater.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump thanking Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Richard Wurr for saying he saw no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Premature Democrat Jim Himes on the House Intelligence Committee.
Michael Cohen is going to jail because he lied to that committee as part of its investigation. Right. And of course, Roger Stone is accused of lying.
This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 20-year-old Champaign man has been arrested in connection to the death of a four-month-old child. Police said on the evening of January 18th, a four-month-old child arrived at Carle Foundation Hospital suffering from serious head injuries. The child died 2 days later at a Peoria hospital. Jaytuan Mobley was arrested on charges of aggravated battery, involuntary manslaughter, and endangering the life or health of a child. Bond was set at $2 million. The Illinois Senate has approved a plan to raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. The vote was 39 to 18. The bill now heads to the House. The state's current minimum wage is $8.25 an hour. It would go up to $9.25 an hour on January 1st of 2020, then $10 an hour on July 1st of 2020. It would go up by a dollar an hour every January 1st until we hit $15 an hour in 2025. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
All right, here's your weekend weather, ESPN 93.5.
Partly cloudy and breezy today, high 18, low 7, 29 the high tomorrow with sunshine, down to around 20. Snow chance at 80% with maybe an inch of accumulation Sunday, high 32, 37 on Monday, 43 on Tuesday, though. Right now the temperature is at 11. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the Green New Deal. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez kind of leading the charge on this. Whether or not it's too far is, I guess, up to you to decide. If the Democratic Party is going that far left, then I think it will be a big campaign issue in 2020, because certainly you can't eliminate what they're talking about eliminating in 10 years. This is going to have to be a long evolution, and I'm all for cleaner energy. But to get off of fossil fuels and all cars and all airplanes in 10 years, you know what they could do? All of these folks that are that adamant about this, then they certainly should not fly anymore. I mean, if you're going to stand for something and just say, in principle, I can't come and speak in Texas because I can't use an airplane. So right. No, I'm serious. I'm just saying, you certainly can't take private jets, which is what Al Gore was doing, flying around. And how many, he's paying some sort of carbon thing, so he justified it. But anyway, so you got to set the example, is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Our good friend Evan Brown out in Miami, Florida, where it is now 80. It's always 80. How are you, Evan?
Oh, we are not at 80. It is much colder than that here today.
What do you got?
75.
Yeah. Thought that was a sweater kind of a weather.
You tee him up. I just knocked him down.
Oh, I know. I was waiting on the kind of slow pitcher there. That's what that is. Okay, you're kind of tracking the Virginia politics. The Democrats kind of made their bet on this. I asked a question yesterday. What's the statute of limitations on stupid and ignorant for, like, blackface? The sexual assault thing, I don't know how you tell when it's a he said, she said. I really don't. I know the top three are embroiled in stuff. What happens to this, Evan?
Well, that's the $10,000. What's the phrase?
$64,000.
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah. And because no one really knows. Look, Governor Northam is not willing to resign. Now, if it were just limited to Governor Northam, this would be really political advantageous to Democrats,
yeah,
to any party in power right now, because here's the thing. Virginia has a one-term limit on governors, okay? So normally what would happen is if Northam were to serve out his term, he would be done, and then another Democrat, another Republican would run for the office.
Right.
You don't get the benefit of the incumbent running. You know, there's always a benefit of an incumbent running, unless the incumbent is really, really damaged, which might be the case in Northam.
Yeah.
But here's the cool here's the politically cool thing, if you will, the interesting from a wonky perspective. So let's just say Northam were to resign, and the lieutenant governor, Fairfax, we'll get to him in a minute, but let's just say he were clean as a whistle. He gets to serve out Northam's term and then run for his own term. You get the incumbent factor all of a sudden. That would put this party, this case happens to be Democrats, that would put them in a really great position. The problem is Fairfax now has a lot of baggage because he's being accused of something rather specifically, and it doesn't look good either that it just didn't happen at a bar one night. It happened like in a back room at the Democratic National Convention in 2004 while John Kerry was being nominated. It makes it look that much worse. That's what this this accuser is alleging to have happened. He says, look, we had an encounter. It was consensual. I was not married at the time. I just kind of went with it. That's his story. He is refusing to resign. Now, the third in command, Mark Herring, the Virginia Democratic Attorney General, through his own admission, comes forward and says, look, I wore blackface to a party in college. He's not going to resign. However, if all three were to resign, the fourth person in line is the Republican Speaker of the Virginia House, who, you know, is kind of sitting there kind of rubbing his hands together, I'm sure. But, you know, whether or not you get that far, we just don't know. And now, look, but other things are coming out now that it's now even like tertiary connections to something of this are being examined. A state senator in Virginia, his name is Tommy Normand, is now under fire because back in 1968 at the Virginia Military Institute, he was on the executive board of the yearbook, and in the yearbook there was a photo of someone, not even him, in blackface.
And he was
asked about it. He says, look, I was on the executive board, but I didn't edit photographs. Yeah. I didn't edit the copy of anything. I really had nothing to do with this. But he's saying, look, I'm sure that they're poring over everybody's yearbooks right now.
So if I look at a rocket in 1964 blasting off, I'm a climate denier because how dare I would support something. Listen, this stuff can get ridiculous and stupid, and I think we're kind of getting there here.
Well, I think you have to look at things through prisms of different times. And I'm not excusing anybody appearing in blackface because it is insensitive and it's not appropriate.
It's ignorant and dumb, and you shouldn't have done it.
It's ignorant and dumb.
Right.
It's insensitive, and I think we all know, or most of us know this now. But if you go back 40 years, you know, people might not have realized how insensitive it was without truly being hateful about it. You know, there are certain aspects of popular culture that today we would thumb our nose at where they were not really thumbed their noses at it back then. I mean, you know, Al Jolson would have no career today.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's just at some point, and again, I don't know the statute of limitations on stupid and dumb. Should it destroy a career? I don't know, maybe. I think the Democrats kind of set this up to where it should. So I up to Virginia, but they're not going to trickle down to the Republican. They're going to have to let somebody stay.
Well, here's the thing. There's no real grounds for impeachment of Northam because he didn't do this while in office. You know, now, if he finds himself that he has no political allies in the legislature and can't effectively govern, then, you know, the right thing to do would be to resign. You know, we look at Richard Nixon, who resigned when he finally realized nobody in Congress would return his calls anymore.
Right.
He couldn't get anything done.
No support. Right.
Eventually, that's what made him go, I better get out of here.
Yeah.
So, you know, eventually I would think, especially in this climate, that Governor Northam might find himself in a similar situation, that he just becomes an ineffective executive who can't get anything done because no one wants to work with them, no one wants to be connected to them, so on and so forth. And that's, you know, that's the way it is.
Okay. Well, you get to cover it. Good for you. We'll be tracking all of this and make sure if you go outside, you have your 50 SPF. So you're good.
Yes, absolutely.
Gotcha. Thank you, Evan.
See ya.
Evan Brown, Fox News reporter down in Miami. So we'll see what happens, how Virginia handles this.
Okay.
All right, 8:42, but I know today's generation, you're on YouTube somewhere, if it needs to be, because somebody's got you on your phone when you did something dumb, probably.
That's right.
I mean, it's a different time now.
That's the way you have to rock it, is somebody's watching.
So make sure, no matter what you do at any time in your life, pretend you're the Truman Show and you're Jim Carrey, because somebody probably caught it.
Well, and typically that's the filter that you've had up, and it's kept you out of a lot of trouble.
I mean,
is it with the kids like me doing this sort of thing?
You think about, do I want my children to do this, what I'm about to do? And then it does put more pressure on you. And, And this whole Green Deal about clean everything and get rid of cars and airplanes and cows. My whole thing is, the only thing that makes me go, whoa, is all the major Democratic presidential candidates at this point have endorsed it. And it's clearly, a little bit far reaching. No airplanes, cars. If you don't have to work and the government will still pay, because if you're unwilling, we got you. I mean, it's silly. So then I said, then if you're going to start that, I propose that nobody ever get drunk or take drugs.
Right.
What impact would that have? in Champaign-Urbana. What impact would that have? How many bad things happen when you're really drunk? A lot.
It's true.
How many bad things happen when you're high or really on drugs? A lot. So there you go. What would the world look like if we hugged instead of point fingers? Come on. I mean, if we're going to do this, let's do this.
Got a point.
Benjamin, my brilliant son, middle triplet, says we plant 7 trillion trees and the ozone's fine. That's cheaper than what we're proposing here.
Okay.
You can't retrofit every house and building in 10 years.
Love trees.
Let's plant 7 trillion. Do the math. It'll be a lot. We'll all have to do about 100 or more.
Okay.
Probably more.
That's a lot.
That's all right. They're little seedling, sapling things. All right, we'll be right back. 844 ESPN 93.5.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400. Or visit thomas-ellers.com.
The tradition lives on at the Illini Inn, located in the heart of Campustown. Since 1970, thousands have frequented the inn, and the tradition lives on in a fully renovated space. Yes, the famous Mug Club still around. Stop by, join today. You might just be member 100,000. Yep, there's that many that have joined the club. You should join today. Stop by the Illini Inn for lunch or dinner. They offer daily food and drink specials, including salad, wings, pizza, and more. The Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition. Find them at 901 South 4th Street, at theIlliniInn.com, or search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
All right, we check your sports headlines now. ESPN 93.5, 8:45 in the Jeremy Warner Show.
Our Illini are in action against Rutgers tomorrow at 3. It sounds like Neil and Kimberly Franzen of St. Joe are going to enjoy that game. Thanks to ESPN 93.5. Last night, Big Ten action had number 20 Iowa over Indiana 77-72, Ohio State over Penn State 74-72. On to Purdue beating the Illini women 72-50. They've got a game against Wisconsin on Sunday at 2. And for national girls and women in sports happening inside the last few days, they've got a lot of autographs from teams featuring females on our Illini. So if you want to get there a little early in the concourse, is where they're signing the autographs. Illinois softball in their season opener, yep, February 8th. They've got Oklahoma State at 10:30 and Kentucky later today. Blackhawks over Vancouver, St. Louis Blues beat Tampa Bay. And in PGA action, Scott Laney on top of the leaderboard at Pebble Beach.
Now, when he was like a junior, didn't Scott Laney finish, I think, 16th in the U.S. Open? Was that at Pebble Beach? It just rings a bell. Anyway, I think he plays well there.
So maybe this is his course.
Maybe. Okay. Anyway, it's wonderful. Here's hoping. I know D.A. Points, former Illini, is paired with Bill Murray again.
Okay.
And Bill was talking to some fan who wanted a ball and Bill to sign it. And he said, "You're just asking me. Gimme, gimme, gimme." He said, "The Buffalo came through here to get to Nebraska." I mean, something wacky.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he just is so funny. Bill Murray's like 68 or 9 now, I think.
Yep.
8:47, check your weather for the weekend next.
Ah, the month of love. And two men in the truck, they love helping you move. And it's easy. Get your accurate moving estimate using your smartphone. Call, text, or email a move specialist. They'll walk you through the process. No need to have someone come to your house. Do it using your mobile phone. Accurate estimate. Take a panoramic picture. Accurate estimate. Less time getting a moving estimate. More time for eating chocolate hearts. Visit twomenschampagne.com for your accurate moving estimate.
SPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy, breezy today, up to 18, 8-hour low tonight. Sunshine and a high near 30 tomorrow, down to around 20. Snow in the forecast on Sunday, high right around the freezing point. We're currently at 12. I know it's the American Heart Association Go Red for Women Luncheon. And Jenny Garth of 90210 fame is our keynote speaker. You know, she had some experience here in Champaign County, and I know, and I believe Sidoris Pisodum.
Broadlands or something? I don't know.
Maybe
it was Sidoris. Anyway.
And I know I've ridden horses with her back in the day when I was in single digits of my life.
Wow.
I think it was her stepdad lived in Tolono.
I know that Jenny Garth was on with Josh Surprise Guy this morning at Q96, and I know that she's, you know, loves Champaign County in the area, so it's nice of her to help. So,
right.
Good stuff.
That and the Dare to Dream, Dream to Build is happening at the iHotel as we support Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and Build My Future. So lots of the trades coming out and getting dressed up starts at 6 o'clock at the iHotel and Conference Center.
Okay, Albert Finney Jr. has passed away. He's a famous actor, age 82. If you don't remember him, he's been in Scrooge and Annie, but he was in Bourne Ultimatum. Terrific at this. He's the older guy.
You were.
I was killing for you.
That's Matt Damon.
For them.
He knew exactly what it meant for him if he chose to stay. When we have finished with you, you will no longer be David Webb.
He was in Aaron Brockovich. He's really good.
Yeah.
One of those really good actors.
Agree.
Every time on the screen, you just thought, anyway, I think he was 82. News coming down about Albert Finney Jr.
Just got a text in from Mike from St. Joe. Thanks, Stevie. I agree with you. If you're against airplanes, don't fly. If you're against cows, don't eat the meat.
Well, and again, it's just one of those where Al Gore and all of the climate stuff and people, because what happens is people look at you.
Yeah.
And then when all your lights are on in your mansion in Tennessee and you're flying your private jet everywhere, what's up? Oh, we can't get from here to here. Well, that's right. And if you're taking out airplanes, you can't get home.
Easier said than done.
Well, and I'm all for high speed.
Sure.
I would love to be a high-speed rail country, but we don't. We have 14,000 airports. The next closest is Russia with 2,000. We fly. So it's going to take a little longer, 10 years to evolve, maybe 100 years. Hey, I'm all for clean. Go for it. Windmills, whatever you want to do. Let's go. I have a huge panel of windows on the southern side of my home. It helps like a lot on my heating bills and all that. I'm all good. Let's do it. But to just come in and say, this is what you do. It's absolute. You're a climate denier if you disagree. You're a bad person. You're all that stuff.
Right.
And you can't even question climate. If you question, if you have a question, you're ignorant. I mean, it's a religion kind of a thing right now.
Yeah.
How dare you? So it's a resolution. But I mentioned that this is a woman who was working at a bar, and she's now the head of the Democratic Party, kind of. It's like, what a country. It's lovely. I love this. You can be anything, anytime. You're thinking, man, I'm just this, and I'm that. In a year, you might be in the front of the Capitol steps making a proclamation because you upset the guy in Harlem that you weren't supposed to meet. It's a great country. Okay. Jeremy Warner Show coming up. We got Illinois basketball tomorrow. You know, after Tuesday's game, and it was amazing, I said, watch out for Saturday because of the letdown. But with the dynamics of this team and their record and their hunger, I'm changing my mind.
It might not be flat.
I think we're going to be okay.
Okay.
It's a young team that's on a roll. And think about this. Based on earlier in the year, if he said Illinois is going to have a 4 out of 5 streak in the Big Ten, you'd say, dang, where's that coming? Because you pick 5 games and you say there's some tough ones in there somewhere. And then you look at the rest of the season. It's going to be difficult at Ohio State, which I think is coming up after tomorrow. But I think we compete there. I think we have a shot. I think it's going to be really hard at Wisconsin and really hard at Purdue. But everybody else, you're thinking, man, you know, we might win a whole bunch coming up. We might get to 12 wins, 13 wins. That'd be amazing.
Which is exactly what you said at the end of the season.
Don't play us.
Yep.
And Dan Dockage, who's gotten quite a bit of criticism because he had said on TV, this isn't going to end well for Illinois. This isn't going to end. He's an advocate of Coach Underwood. Bob Osmussen interviewed him, and they had some of the comments in this morning's paper. He's a fan. He loves the way they play. He said it's very Bobby Knight. Kind of old school pressure defense kind of thing. That's what Dan Dockage played for and coached with was Bobby Knight. So we'll just see. But I know one thing. In some of the locker room stuff, jumping up and down, the players pouring water on coach, I mean, they like him.
Yeah.
And everybody likes everybody.
The dancing was just so funny to see with everybody just hopping and making their arm gestures and popping around. I'd love to see that again after we beat Rutgers.
Let's try and beat Rutgers because they're a pretty good team, but it's amazing how far we've come from the bottom of the Big Ten to moving toward the middle.
That's right.
Come on now. Let's go. And I heard Jeremy say, was it a few days ago, well, why not? What if you won out and you're 16 and 15?
I love
that thought. Okay, we'll see you on, I guess, Monday.
Yeah, that's right. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. What did you say, an inch on Sunday, maybe?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, otherwise we're fine.
Uh-huh.
And it's already February 8th. We spring ahead on the clocks in a month.
That's right.
Wow.
Yay.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. You can always go and listen again at ESPNCU.com. All the podcasts and all the shows are there. And somebody has noticed that our YouTube channel has been a little blinky, but it's good now.
People are watching you, Stevie.
Just a little strange.
Well, I love it.
I appreciate you, but don't understand it. All right, we'll talk Monday. Thank you. Jeremy Warner Show coming up. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.